Radio ETC。
人気テレビドラマロー&オーダーを見ながらロレット先生のレッスンを受けています。ロー&オーダーはロレット先生のおすすめのテレビ番組。ドラマの前半部分は刑事が容疑者を追跡し逮捕するまで、後半は弁護士や判事がその事件の被告にどのような判決を求めるのか、その裁判の様子を描いた二段仕立てのストーリーになっています。刑事と容疑者、弁護士と裁判官、そして刑事同士、弁護士同士と様々な人々が交わす様々なタイプの英語に触れることができます。今日はこんな場面です。
What were you doing night before last, Frank? I was moving boxes to a warehouse till midnight. I've got three dudes who'll vouch for me too. Well, we're gonna need their names. Yeah? It was Eeny, Meeny, Miny and Moe. Hey, don't be a smart guy.
さてこの Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe とはどのような意味なのでしょうか。
That's from a kid's, a children's nonsense rap.It's used for choosing things. If you don't have another reason to choose, you got like five pieces of candy, for example, you can choose one. You point in series at each one. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe. Each word you point to the next item, right? If he hollers, let him go.He need, me need, my need, mo. And the final one is the one you pick. There's a Japanese rhyme very similar. どっちにしようかな?
Kami-sama no yu.
It's just like that.
I see.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo has no meaning at all. It's just nonsense words. They sound kind of like names, but mo particularly sounds like a name. But there basically is no meaning. It's just...They're just nonsense words in a kid's rhyme. So he's mocking the police, basically. It's impossible for somebody to have... Nobody is named Eeny or Meeny. And everybody knows that rhyme from the time they're kids. So Eeny, Meeny, Miny, and Moe. He's basically mocking the police. Suckety, you didn't have
it.
ETC 英会話のホームページで番組の英語部分のトランスクリプトを確認することができます。ぜひチェックをしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。